حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم الاختر صاحب رحم اللہ فیضہم کا کلام مضمون ہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے. آمین یا رب العالمین. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي، يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، وقال تعالى، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، وقال تعالى، فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh, Zindagi Meri Pabande Sunnat Rahe, a dua that, O Allah, let my whole life be according to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas Meri Dil Me Teri Muhabbat Rahe, O Allah, all I desire is that your love be filled in my heart, Zindagi Meri Pabande Sunnat Rahe, and that my life is refreshed according to the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe, and I have such a fear of the day of qiyamah, sab gunaho se meri hifazat rahe. In that fear of the day of qiyamah, I get saved and I protect myself from all types of sin and evil. Main jahan bhi rahun, jis fida mein rahun, wherever I am, in which airs, that means even if I'm flying in an aeroplane, wherever I am all the time, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe, that I always stay with taqwa and I observe your commandments and don't disobey you. Sari hi dunya se mujhko nafrat rahe, that I have a disinclination towards the whole world. And by world is meant here, those things that make a person unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe, and I always enjoy the sweetness and enjoyment of your name in my heart. Mere dil mein tera darde ulfat rahe, in my heart I have the pain of your love, which in another place Hazrat explains, is like when a thorn pricks you and you try and take out the thorn and it breaks, and that half is remains inside. All the time it's troubling you. Like that in my heart, the thorn of your love, and that breaks in my heart, and all the time I think of you, O Allah. Which Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali explained, Nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ke unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. That what is connection with Allah, even if you want to forget Allah, you can't forget Him. You try also to forget Allah, but you can't forget Him. So much, this is connection with Allah Ta'ala. Aashiqo mein mera naam likh jayega. My name will be written in the list of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala when apne aamal par gar nadamat rahe. When a person is always sorrowful of his good actions. Bad, a person who becomes righteous, he saved of guna. But even his good actions, that, oh Allah, I could not fulfill your right. No pride comes in him because of any of his ibadat, but that also he fears that Allah will reject it. Allah will take him to task that he did not do it well. Then if that becomes your condition, your name will be written amongst the ashiks and the great lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. Oh Allah, in front of your happiness, I sacrifice every desire of mine. And this is true love, where a person doesn't want to fulfill his desires, but the desires and the wishes of his beloved. Aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. And there is no sorrow of that also in the heart, that I wanted to do this guna, that guna, and I, because it's Allah's hukam, I couldn't do it. So, but I'm sorrow, I fall. I'm feeling sad about it, no, happy about it. That I sacrifice my desire and I fulfill the desires and the wish of Allah Ta'ala. Mir bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. O Mir, in my heart, may there always be the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Meri dunya ay ulfat salamat rahe. And my world of the love of Allah, let that be always intact and in order. Roze shab qalbe akhtar ki hai ye dua. All the time, this is the dua, Hazrat says, which he makes. Mere maula, meri istiqamat rahe. Oh Allah, let me always have istiqamat, and that is to be straight. Not to incline a little bit this way or that way, to be straight. And this is a very, very high position, istiqamat, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it made the hair of his beard and head go white. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. That may have istiqamat as you have been ordered. And that is a very, very high position. And one explanation of that is, like pul sirat, a person will have to cross, which is thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. So the minute you'll just go a little bit, little you incline one side, you'll fall. On such a, you have to go on such a tight rope, which is thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. And Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, we are living in this dunya, we are passing pul sirat. How we living in this world, like that we'll walk on pul sirat there. Yeah, if we are walking straight, we'll be able to walk straight there. Yeah, if we are not walking straight, there also we will not be able to walk straight. And pul sirat is the bridge. Pul means bridge. And sirat is straight, which is over Jahannam. And the minute you fall there, you'll fall into the fire of Jahannam. And it's not a bridge of 1 or 2 minutes, 1500 years journey. You have to, and everyone will have to pass that bridge. In order to get to Jannah, everyone will have to cross this bridge. So this istiqamat is a very, very great thing. Then that is, Hadrat says, this is my dua all the time, that bas meri istiqamat rahe. May Allah bless us, who out of His infinite mercy and kindness, and in the sadqa of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all His awliya, may Allah ta'ala grant us this istiqamat inshallah. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that always make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And to illustrate the value and importance of sunnats, by one example, it's not long ago, we all remember that time when we used to buy rice, there used to be pieces of stones in there, pieces of grass. Now there are such machines, rice comes all, dar, everything comes 100% clean now. Don't have to sit and clean it anymore. But in those days, ladies had to sit hours and hours cleaning the rice. But when we bought that rice, we knew very well there are stones also in there. There are going to be stones. There are going to be pieces of grass, and we paid for it. And we paid the price of rice for it. Why? Because it was in the company, in the sohbet of the rice. It was with the rice, so we were prepared to pay for it. After we bought it, we looked after it. That with the sunshine, rain, somebody steals it, we protected it, we looked after it. And we protected the stones also, and the pieces of grass also. But when the lady sat for a long time cleaning the rice, and now they separated and took the stones out one side, the pieces of grass and other dirt, and they threw it outside, now nobody protected it. Nobody will pay even a cent for it. Nobody is interested in it now. Now the dogs urinate on it, people trample on it, nobody looks after it and protects it. Exactly like that, as long as we were joined with the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our value was by Allah ta'ala, the value of the sunnats, which is so high by Allah ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala Himself had given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this lifetime, lifestyle, and Allah declared, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That lifestyle, that sunnah, Allah declares it's a beautiful pattern and model that has been given to you. So as long as we were, the ummah was associated, the ummah was looked after by Allah, as Allah looks after the sunnahs. They were also looked after. We are those stones. We are those pieces of grass. We have no value. But as long as we stay associated with the sunnah, our value was there. Allah protected us. And that was a time when a non-Muslim could not even lift his eyes and look into the eyes of a Muslim. He never could dare to look at a Muslim like that. And today, what and what is happening? And all this is simply because nobody separated us. That stone from the rice was separated by the house ladies. But nobody separated us from sunnahs. We separated ourselves from sunnahs, from the masjid, from Quran-e-Pak, etc., from all these things. And now we are like that, with those pieces of stones and pieces of grass lying outside. And the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine, they trample upon us in the whole world. And there isn't anyone to even say, ah, there are so-called 30 Muslim countries, but whatever is happening in Syria, whatever is happening in Burma, in Bangladesh, they are restricted. They are not even allowed to say anything, not even to make a pipsqueak, a sound of what is happening to the Muslims. One dog has to be ill-treated and his headlines in the whole world. One animal has to be so much worry of the rhinos, so much worry about everything else. But how the Muslims are plundered and murdered and maimed and killed, but nobody can say anything about it. And this is nobody else's fault, but our own fault. If we once more bring sunnahs into our lives, But we just do, we very casually listen to it. The more we will bring sunnah in our lifestyle, so much more our value will be by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And in order to bring sunnah, we don't need a military, we don't need an army to bring a sunnah lifestyle. We don't need a whole big military and army. We don't need huge buildings. We don't need a big budget with lots of money in order to bring sunnahs into our lifestyle. We don't need any political power. Nothing we need. Every person on his own can bring the sunnahs. Hadrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, explained so beautifully that many places, especially in Pakistan, people, this nara, the slogan they shout, that we want Islamic law, bring Islamic Shariat, enforce Islamic Shariat, etc. So he says all that very well and good, but you yourself, you one country, and you have got various provinces in your country. Your head, your eyes, your tongue, your ears, your hands, all are different provinces. And you are the president, the prime minister of this country without elections. You don't have to campaign for votes or anything. And you are not 5-year president, lifelong president. Whole life you are the president. And you got no opposition in your parliament also. Whichever laws you want to make, you make those laws. So if you are sincere, bring Islam in your eyes, bring Islam in your mind, in your heart, in your tongue, in your hands, your legs. Every person does this without any army, without any budget, without any political power, anything, nothing of these things. And is al-Islamu ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. But unfortunately, shaitan leads us astray. And even in many efforts, he makes us think first, have so much money. You must have so much military power, etc. You must have this. And what was so simple and easy, which every person could do, he takes our mind off that. And what is simple, for many people, they feel they are too big. So the simple things don't appeal to them. For them, it must be some very big, sophisticated type of thing, some lot of different types of jargon, language, and big meetings, etc. All the protocol and all that red tape, then only something can be achieved. Whereas the fact is, with all that, nothing will be achieved. And if we really want that sunnat life, bring it the sunnat tariqah, which is a very simple tariqah, that everyone brings this into his life. May Allah give us this understanding, and may Allah let us work towards it. And wallahu, any person individually who will do this will see the success of it. And collectively, if we'll do it, we will see it. So today's talk will be not any particular sunnat, but quite a few. And with regard to the most important ibadat, the ibadat of namaz. Namaz, this is the month of Rajab also. And Rajab's month is associated with the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the whole crux of Mi'raj is the great gift of Salat. The 5 times namaz Allah gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this also we can understand the great value of namaz. Every other command, even iman, was made for us here on the farsh, on earth. Namaz, Allah called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his arsh. And by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the heavens, Allah made the 5 times namaz for us and gave this gift from there. This is a gift that is an imported gift. And everyone values a thing more which is imported. More than local, people give preference to things which are imported. Namaz is imported right from by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And who brought this namaz? Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the whole details of Mi'raj, of how namaz was given. And today, if we make namaz correctly, this is also our Mi'raj. As-salatu Mi'rajul Mu'min. If we just have to consider for namaz one aspect, we first have to be with ghusl. Without ghusl, you can't make namaz. And then you have to have wudu also. And then after that, you start your whole namaz. And your namaz, what your niyat, everything. And then you surrender yourself to Allah Ta'ala. When you say Allahu Akbar and you lift your hands, one meaning of Salati Muwadda'in, that one is, this is your last namaz. One other meaning, that you are making wada your whole dunya. You are now, your office is behind you. Your shop is behind you. Your house, your work is behind you. It's me and it's Allah now. Just like on the Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the whole dunya and went to Allah Ta'ala. Was taken to Allah Ta'ala. So like that, Mi'raj, namaz is that Mi'raj of a believer. And then if we think of the meaning of thana, and why shouldn't we, if we are making namaz for 10 years, 20 years, how is it we still don't know the meaning of thana? When we are reading our Subhanakallahumma, our thana, we read Surah Fatiha, then everyone, inshallah, does know. Just pay attention very lightly on the meaning. This will be your full concentration of namaz also. And then see how that namaz becomes valuable, becomes a mi'raj. And then any surahs we normally read, and many of us got patent surahs. The same surahs we read, but till today why didn't we learn the meaning? What is the meaning? And if we know the meaning, why don't we think of it, of what we are reading? Then a person, when if he has done this, then not only physical does he make sajda, but he makes a spiritual ruku also. He bows his heart down to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah, you are so great, all praise is only to for you. You are Rabbul Alameen, you are Ar-Rahman, you are Rahim, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Oh Allah, where we have to come to the day of Qiyamah, you alone are not the judge on that day, but you're the owner of that day. You will do as you please. And then if the reality of ibadat comes, and that we seek help, and this is our tawheed, that we only seek help from Allah Ta'ala. See, Fir'aun also, Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. What did he mean by that? Ulama have written, he did not mean really that he is God in the complete sense which Allah is. He did not mean that I am the creator of the heavens and the earth, which Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He did not mean that. He also knew, I haven't created the heavens and the earth. That was a hard fact. Nobody has created the heavens and the earth besides Allah Ta'ala. I'll just drift again here. We met one brother in Chile, San Diego, studying in the university. Asked him, what are you studying? History. Asked him, now in history, tell me from where did human beings come? He gave it little thought, then he says evolution. He's a Muslim, but he believes in the theory of evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution. We explained him on that a little bit, that if it was evolution, our Sheikh Damat Barakatum says that if one monkey in the history of the monkeys could become a human being, then till today, why didn't a second monkey also become a human being? If you have 3-4 children, 2-3 become halfies, one became another 2-3 also, and many families, there are 4-5 halfies, they are all who are alims also. So if one monkey could become a human, why didn't the second one also become? And then I told him, where were you formed? He said, in my mother's womb. I say, which evolution took place there? Did you were a monkey first, or in your mother's womb, and slowly through evolution you became a human being? All the human beings, which evolution they going through? So we explained to him that, and told him that this is actually the monkey business. And not only monkey business, the donkey business. And they are making people monkeys and donkeys and junkies with all that evolution theory of theirs. Then asked him, you study history, from where has the whole creation come about? Everything. He thought little while, and he said, there was a Big Bang, the Big Bang theory. So he explained to him, you drop one glass, it breaks, there is a small bang. But by that small bang, does the glass get made or does it break? It breaks, and such a huge Big Bang. And everything fell into place perfectly. How can ever any human mind accept that? Which example our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum gives? that if there is a typewriter, not the modern keyboard, the old typewriters, which even a new one you have to press hard on the letters, and a broken typewriter is lying in the jungle somewhere, and some monkeys jump on it, and they produce the most perfect literature by that. Who can accept that? It can't happen. So the whole world, just by one big bang, it came into a place and it's carrying on running perfectly. But that one big bang till today's babies are born, 250,000 babies are born perfectly. How can that happen? So then he understood anyway. So we were by that Allah Ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So Fir'aun said, he did not mean that I've created the heavens and the earth and I've created creation. What he meant is that I am in charge of all affairs. Just like today, exactly with no difference, which governments say, we are in charge of this whole country. We run the country. Like a person says individually, I run my shop, my house, I run my house. That is what Fir'aun meant. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. That I'm running all these affairs, all these things are in my control. So Fir'aun said it openly with his tongue. Today we ask any Muslim that who feeds you? Allah. Who gives you your needs? Allah. But then Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh explained this and then he said that think little bit now for yourself that who feeds your family? Who earns and feeds your family? You'll say, I work, earn and feed my family. If your child is sick, who takes him to doctor? Who gave him shifa? Doctor gave medicine. You had to have a bypass. Who did your bypass? Doctor did your bypass. You needed a certain thing. You needed your passport. Who gave it to you? The immigration department. They issued your passport. Everything else. Then he said, now take time and ask yourself, who is running your affairs? Is Allah running your affairs or are you running your affairs? Now perhaps you'll come to a more genuine result. That now you'll realize perhaps that in your heart you are not believing that Allah is running my affairs. What Fir'aun said openly, we are hiding it in our hearts. And in our hearts we are also saying, I'm running my affairs. I'm earning, I'm feeding my family. And many times we tell our family, if you want me to leave my job, I'll leave. But then this lifestyle you're having, don't expect that lifestyle anymore. Now you won't get all that what you are used to. Now how you are living now, everything, you won't get that. So who is our Rabb? We are saying it secretly in our hearts. And at the time of maut, what is on our tongue is not going to come out. Now if you ask anyone Muslim, loudly it will come out. Who feeds us? Allah. Who sees to our needs? Allah. But when you consider this a little bit, now see what is in the heart. Who is the one really who feeds you what you believe? It is Allah. But what do we believe? That my shop is sustaining me? The wife says, if I'm not going to cook, what my children are going to eat today? What's the family going to eat today? So I cook and I feed them. If I don't clean the house, who's going to clean the house? The house is going to be dirty. I have to see to the house. I have to see to everything. I'm the doer of everything. And really, if we have to think then, that our aqidah of tawheed, of إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, is no difference from the dog that was lying under a train. The train was standing stationary in a railway station. The dog was sleeping. It happened that the dog woke up and at the same time the train started moving also. So the dog thought, as long as I was sleeping, the train was standing stationary. When I started walking, the train also, I'm making the train move. The dog came a bit more awake. It started running. The train also picked up speed. And the train started moving faster. Now it was convinced, I'm running this whole train, the affairs of this train. It's because of me that this train is running. But how long is the dog going to run? Its tongue is going to come out, it's going to be panting, and the train will carry on for 1,000 kilometers, 1,500 kilometers. So then the dog will realize, I wasn't running this train, but the train was running with its own force, what it had. So just like that, how many, all of us, 50 years ago, wherever we are staying, think of our towns, think of our countries, what was the world 50 years ago. There were no cell phones, there were no computers, there were no fax machines, there were no just freeways and byways, there were those roads. 50 years ago, most of the countries, most of the roads were corrugated. They were not even tar roads. The people who were in charge in those days of that corrugated road, the sand road, they said, if we don't come out with our grader and grade the roads and fix them, how will the people move? All those have gone into their qabrs. People had little shops, shop in front and living at the back of the shop. Today they got big, big mansions, big, big houses. But those days, if I don't open my shop, my little house and the kitchen dresser, the kitchen unit was that soap box. Blue bar soap box, that was the kitchen dresser. If I don't do it, my kitchen won't run. All of them have gone to the cupboard. And what kitchens have we got today? What roads have we got today? What shops have we got today? So dunya is not going anywhere. People are going to their qabr. And if we're going with the wrong aqidah, that I'm in charge, if we got Fir'aun's aqidah, ana rabbukum al-a'la, with the only difference that we don't say it openly. We say it in our, we say it quietly. In our hearts it is. Then it were at the time of maut, wa hussila ma fi sudur. What is in the heart is going to be taken out. And not what is on our tongue, that I'm in charge of everything. How many people are out of job? They're not dying, they're living. Who's feeding them? Allah Ta'ala is feeding them. Allah is the nourisher, the sustainer. The hospital's condition we know. If the hospitals and doctors giving shifa, everyone, we should be dying off like flies. But that's not happening. Who is the runner of everything? So get this in our Surah Fatiha. Iyyaka na'budu. We only worship you. If yeah, in the masjid yeah, or any masjid, the mutawallis have to put golden idols. And when musallis come Juma day and tell them, worship these idols, they'll fulfill all your needs. What a big noise and what words of that the mutawallis are kafirs. They are non-believers and we must worship idols. How can we worship idols? So they take the idols away, they melt them, they make gold coins. Next week when all come, they give them all Kruger rands, gold coins. And they tell them, this will fulfill your needs. You can buy your car, you can buy your house with it, you can do everything. And all will say, yes, this is true, it's genuine. No difference, same thing. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Who are we worshipping? Only Allah? Or just different forms? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we seek only your help, O Allah. Or are we seeking the help of other things? Where just little different form and we seek that. So on this, each one of us, we have to check our iman. Is my iman what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told? A time will come when the masjids will be full with musallis, but not a single person will have iman. We have to consider this. Don't just bluff ourselves that we look like Muslims. Just the form doesn't help. What is inside is what is important. And this iman, to get this reality, if a person makes his salat properly, and just Surah Fatiha, we all know the translation, but we pay no attention to it. This will correct that reality, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Also, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali also gave consolence that if a person makes the effort of getting this correct iman, even if we don't reach it, but you are on that line of trying to get this correct iman, Allah will bless you with that before your maut. But if you are not worried about it, you are not making any effort to correct your iman, you're just living your life even with all your ibadat, but you are not correcting your iman and your iman is not correct, then it's a great danger. If maut comes and your iman was not correct, and you were not concerned. If you were concerned and you were working, and one simple way, every rakat of ours that we read, when we read, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, the reality comes, and from our heart we say, even if we are still in our mind, it is that, no, I'm earning, I'm supporting, I'm doing everything. But we'll do this every namaz, and that's what is the zikr of La ilaha illallah, continuously. That karne wala koi nahi tere siwa, tu hi karta darta hai. 100 times you say this, then this reality, you on this line, and your mouth comes and the reality didn't come in your heart. Allah in His mercy, who was making effort in that direction, Allah blesses him with it before mouth. But if in our namazes also we are ghafil, we are not making our zikr, or we making zikr, but we are ghafil about it. We even going in jamaat, but just to finish our 3 days, or to finish our 40 days, not to be learning this iman, then there is a great danger. But in any way, if we're making effort to get this reality, then hopefully, inshallah, even if we did not reach it, and if we reach it, one person will turn the world around. If this reality of iman come, of iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, if this reality comes into a person, one person will be enough to turn the world around. So this is that effort. And the clear sign of it is, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, that we don't follow the ways of the Jews and the Christians. And in that, just see, if we have a baby 1 day old, 1 week old, 1 month old, and we put a kurta on that little boy, even the good, pious people of the family will say, Amriti kurto pirawi dido. From now already you put a kurta on the boy, he's so small. Or you put a burqa, from now you make her look like an old lady. But we put the clothes of the kafirs on, nobody will say, from now already you're making him like a kafir. That everyone will be happy and they'll say, how cute he looks. She's so smart, she looks so beautiful in this dress. When the dressing of the kuffar, then it is, it's cute and it's smart. But if it's the dressing of the of sunnat, of deen, then we good people, forget the other people. Good people have got objections to that. So this reality in Surah Fatiha, then any surah and any Allahu Akbar, wal asr, what a great meaning. Inna aatayna, there couldn't be greater praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than what I inna aatayna kal kawthar. Any qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, this is a complete distinction between kuffar and Muslims. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu Akbar, the height of Tawheed. All this small surahs, but if we just pay little attention, that namaz will really become a namaz, which is called mi'raj. Now when you make ruku, now not only will you physically, but your heart will bow down to Allah. You the only one, O Allah. I sacrifice all my desires. I sacrifice all my, whatever I have for you, O Allah. My heart, which is the markaz of desires, of wishes and wants and desires, I've submitted it to you. Then you stand up and also you realize this is the hukam of Allah. Not only that you are doing it as a formality, but every act of our namaz that we think this is your command, Allah, I'm fulfilling your command. And then see what abdiyat, that you become a real slave of Allah Ta'ala. And when you'll do this in namaz, it will come in your whole life. That all your 8 hours of you at your job, that also I'm fulfilling your duty, O Allah. That whole 8 hours will become deen. You sleep 8 hours, and this is your niyat, that it's your command, O Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ سُبَاتًا, and we have made the night a place of rest and comfort for you. That my body, you made my body such, now وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٍ, your body has got a right over you. I'm fulfilling that according to your command, O Allah. Your 8 hours sleep is ibadat now. Everything, your relationship with your wife, your making love with your wife becomes ibadat also. And if not, all this becomes dunya. So this is that we have submitted our heart to Allah Ta'ala. We have stood up for Allah. And we have realized the greatness of Allah. And we realize that I have to completely put my head down. That not now sajda only, physical sajda, but sajda of my brains. And everyone cherishes his brains. With my brains, I planned this like this. I told we must do it like this. I said this, that we put it down. I am nothing, O Allah. You are everything. Subhan, O Allah, you are pure. You have got no fault. And who are you? Rabbi il al, my Rabb. Allah gave us, yeah, that not Rabbun al-A'la. My Rabb is Allah, the greatest. And in that Allah is the greatest and you are pure, I am totally impure. The more sajdas we make, the more our impurity opens up upon us. But unfortunately, the more sajdas we make, the more muqaddas we become in our eyes. That I am such a such. Other people, they don't make namaz. Not even Jummah they make. Not even Eid namaz they make. I am making so much namazas. And our purity, no, that should not be the case. When you'll things are recognized by the opposites. Things are recognized by opposite. Allah, you are pure. You are Subhan. You are Rabbi al-Ala. I am absolutely full of dirt. 100%. And a person's iman's haqiqat is not made, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, until he does not think, until he does not realize, I am the lowest of the entire creation of Allah. Not only human, not only Muslims, but even all mankind, all jinnat, even I am lowest than the lowest animal also. That is when the real haqiqat of iman of a person is made. When a person gets this reality, and how many sajdas a day we make, but this reality doesn't, because we're not making namaz. It's just a formality. It is just like outwardly we go moving up and down. But what is namaz? The spiritual namaz. That unfortunately we don't pay attention to. Then a person comes, another aspect of this, that now that we have realized through your namaz how great Allah is. Now you have fallen totally in love with Allah. And it comes in the hadith, a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala in sajda. Now you have come so close to Allah Ta'ala and you are enjoying that sajda. And in love making, the one a very important aspect is that you get little separated again. So you come up from your sajda. And this increases your desire again. More you have got a taste of what it is to be close to Allah Ta'ala. And when you got a little bit separated, you desire. So you immediately make another sajda. And then when you have completed your next rakat also. And now in At-Tahiyyat, now you have reached the actual mi'raj now. You went through your whole mi'raj in your namaz. Now mi'raj which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. If this namaz is such, you'll see that person is on the floor. But actually, his ruh is by Allah Ta'ala. And he's making that mi'raj. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. Which are the words when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, words of greeting to Allah Ta'ala when he went for mi'raj. That all types of praise belong to you, O Allah. Whether it's monetary, whether it's physical, whether it's in any form of ibadat, all praise is for you only, Allah. And then Allah said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, that peace be upon you, O my Nabi. Then if that will be our condition. If we make our namaz like that, Allah will be saying, salamati be on you. You're not going to become any Nabi, that's out of the question. But Allah will be saying, now you have made this mi'raj, now salamati on you. And then you will have that nature in you that you will say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salih. Not only on me, but on all ibadi salihin. You will have that feeling, al-khalqu iyalullah. The whole creation is the family of Allah Ta'ala. And whoever is good to Allah's family, Allah loves that person. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. That have mercy on the people who are on the earth. We who is in the heavens will have mercy on. Now your namaz became like that. Now you have feeling for the entire creation also. Now Allah's mercy comes down on you according to that, so much more greater. So you have reached that stage now. And seeing this whole scene, the malaika, the angels, they also are totally taken aback. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That they also, the words of Tawheed, they also exclaim it. So if we make our namaz like this, then we will go through. Then after Tahiyyat, through who did we get this namaz? Through Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now to acknowledge is another very great thing, that through our Nabi, so you send durood on him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh my Nabi, through you we got this great dollar, this great treasure. Allah blessed you with that real mi'raj. Allah has blessed us with our type of mi'raj. through your sadqa. And now, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then when this reality comes, which was in sajda, which was in ruku, that we could not fulfill the rights of Allah. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, you gave me what an ibadat. But what a mess I made of that ibadat. I could not fulfill the rights of it at all. And when a person, this reality comes upon him, then Allahu Akbar. And then finally, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to the malaika who are present here and to all who are present. Two rakats of namaz of a mu'min. What a great thing. But unfortunately, 50 years we making namaz, but it's just a ritual. It is just a formality. And it must not happen that when we go in the qabr, that we don't find any namaz there. For that, for example, to make niyat. And niyat is of different aspects. Niyat is farad to make. And we have to understand, niyat is not the work of the tongue. At the beginning, for a beginner, he can help himself by adding the tongue also of what is in the heart. Just to make it easy to correlate the two. What is in the heart and say it with the tongue, because what is in the heart is not so easy to get to. So you say it with your tongue. But to make a habit of it is a bid'at. To make niyat with the tongue is a bid'at, because niyat is the work of the heart. It's not the work of the tongue. Ulama give permission for mubtadeen, for the starters, so that they can make their niyat. But we neither make, and how many of us, we make niyat with the tongue, but nothing is in the heart. It's just a formality. Whether we are saying it in Arabic, or salli arba'a rakatin, or whether we are saying it in Urdu, or in English also, I'm making four rakats of Zohar. How many times we make mistake? We are making Asr namaz and we say Zohar. Because that we are not conscious. So that consciousness, that niyat, so that, and niyat, one niyat which is farad, that I'm fulfilling my duty. Allah has made namaz farz on me. And I'm making my four rakats namaz for the pleasure of Allah. And with this, the word muqaranat comes to be joined with our that niyat must be joined with Allahu Akbar. If you want to read inni wajjahtu wajhiya, then by all means read it. But what has to be joined with Allahu Akbar is this niyat. That I'm making my four rakats of farz of zuhr, asr, whatever namaz it is, sunnahs, and I'm making it for Allah, and I'm fulfilling the duty which Allah has put on me. Without that niyat, fuqaha have written, whole life you haven't made namaz. It must not happen when we go in the qabr, we have got great hopes, and people also talking, he was even tahajjud guzar. But in fact, we weren't making even our faras. If we were filling in forms for application of visa, for passport, for anything else, ID books, but we are making, writing something wrong there. It is rejected all the time. Rejected. Yeah, we get it immediately. They tell you, no, this is wrong, correct this. But yeah, the result will only come out in the qabr. And in between, if you want to know whether it's rejected or accepted, for that Allah kept the offices of the khanqas of the Ahlullah. That a person goes there and these things are brought to his attention. And this is what is a khanqa. Otherwise our sheikh say, it's a khamakha. If we are just even making zikr also, but we are not becoming conscious of our deen, then this is not a khanqa, it is a khamakha. It is just a pastime, it is just nothing. So where, and this is what is called going to the khanqa of a sheikh, a kamil, where these things are picked up. And our mashayikh, all of them were like that. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, how he should pick us up on small, like for example, we say something, I also did not know this. So immediately Hazrat said, that words of yours mean you know a lot. But also this year, one point only I didn't know. Like that, my knowledge is vast. But I also didn't know this. And if you say, I did not know this, there is a great difference. I also did not. Main bhi ye nahi janta. Or main ye nahi janta. There is a great, great difference between the two. And what is in the heart comes out on the tongue. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib was gifted in this, how he should catch us out on these points here. So anyway, so this is what is required. And if a person, and this is what, my son was just reading just now that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali said, you can give 100,000 chillas, but till you don't make your connection with a Shaykh, a Kamil, then your Islah cannot take place. But many of us, we don't understand what is Islah. And therefore we feel it's not necessary. But this is a farz ain to make our Islah. To become ba'at is not farz. That is sunnah. But to make our Islah, the famous that one other instance where a hafiz of Quran, 30 years he was making imamat. And in Dua-i Qunut, even Taraweeh he was making. And Taraweeh namaz he was leading. But in Dua-i Qunut, wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. He was putting the la in the wrong place. Wa la nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. We don't make your shukr, ya Allah, and we make kufr with you. So these corrections, which are so delicate and fine, but how important are these things? How many times you are working on your cell phone, on your computer, and you're just not getting things right. You're somebody who knows, just one small little thing he does, and everything comes right. In your motor car. So this is what is required to correct ourselves. So our namaz, which is a great gift from Allah, when a person realizes at the end, he's constrained to say, oh Allah, I could not fulfill your rights. I've done a great wrong. What a great gift. One namaz is enough to turn the world around. A namaz is to take you from the farsh, from the ground, to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. But that is if it is namaz. So this is that month in which Allah gave this great gift. So anyway, niyat is one thing. The farz niyat. Then what is another niyat which we should make? This first niyat is also from the hadith, imanan wa ihtisaba, that we are doing it. Well, imanan, that we realize it's the command of Allah. And I'm fulfilling. And only then will abdiyat come into us. And like that, a person has got a lot of money, he's a rich man, he goes and buy what he wants to from the shops, from this shop, from that shop. He just buys what he wants to, he's a rich man. But one person goes and he's doing it as a duty. Somebody has sent him to do that. And now he will be very, I have to buy this year. When he buys that product also, is it the right product? Because he's not doing it just for himself. He's fulfilling, so he's being sent to buy something. Or like your wife sends you and you have to buy something. And if you don't take the right thing home, you went and buy something else. You got big problems at home. But now when she told you this, yeah, you'll even phone her. Is this the right thing? Because you know what you're going to face when you get back home. So when a person buys that, just think as an order, then humbleness will come into him. Humility will, otherwise whole life will make namaz, and in fact pride will come into us. And pride is such a thing, just imagine the Quran Sharif says, with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present amongst them, Jibreel alayhi sallam was coming continuously with wahi, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, ujab came in you. That today we are strong, we are big in numbers. So pride is a thing that will come into any person. Your ibadat will bring pride in you. Whereas ibadat is supposed to make you an abd, a slave, and bring abdiyat in you, humility and humbleness. But if it is not done in the correct way, this very ibadat will make you become proud. Zikr is a thing to give us consciousness, to make our minds present in everything. But if we're making zikr without our minds present, then how are we going to get consciousness in namaz? And if we zikr, to make our minds focus, to make them present, not only in dini matters, even in dunya's matters, you learn to focus in dunya's matters also. And one common problem which is children, the teachers, the ustads complain, they don't pay attention. Their minds are wandering all the time. Like that, our minds are wandering in namaz. They are still small children. We are grown-ups. Many things. We are driving and our minds are wondering about. And how dangerous is that? And this ghaflat. Well, if we haven't got concentration, is opposite of zikr is ghaflat. Just to give you one example of ghaflat, you're having a social function at home. If some very special visitors are coming, who you like also, you honor. You have prepared everything of the best for them. And you want to give them hot samosas when they just come. So as they coming, then the ladies in the kitchen here now, they have come, the salams have started, the car doors are opening, closing. So now they put the hot samosas in the frying pan. So when they come in, they're going to give them firstly hot, hot samosas. But your two-year-old child was playing there, and you did that little ghaflat, and the child pulled the handle of the frying pan down. What all that hot oil messing on the child. That whole occasion of such a joyous occasion is changed into a disaster, complete disaster. Just that little ghaflat. In dunya, when ghaflat does this, in deen, how much of harm. And our whole namaz is almost in all probability full of ghaflat. Our zikr is of ghaflat. Zikr was supposed to take away this ghaflat. But our zikr is filled with ghaflat. And then we wonder that we say our iman gets shaken. That what we are hearing, what is happening to so many ulama, so many students in Bangladesh, where's the reality? That is what Allah wants. And Allah is Allahu Samad. Al-Mustaghni an kulli shay, an kulli ahad. Allah is totally not in need of any person. Our front of a Muslim and of a big alim and a big maulana, that doesn't help Allah Ta'ala. Allah looks at the reality, not just at the picture of things. So this is what is required by Allah Ta'ala. So our namaz has to become like that. So our one is that imanan, imano wa ihtisaba. With that yaqeen and fulfilling the command of Allah. That will bring abdiyat. Ihtisaba, that Allah will reward me. And when a person has an idea of what Allah's rewards will be, how, what, Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, one of the virtues of awabin namaz, one of the many virtues is it, you get the sawab of 12 years of ibadat. Every night you can take the reward of 12 years of ibadat. But perhaps this does not really click in our minds. Tell somebody who is earning 10,000 rand a month that your duty is till 5 o'clock. But if you do the small job, 2-3 minutes, I'll give you 12 years salary. And 12 years salary at 10,000 a month, 144,000. Every night you can collect. Just by doing your duty is finished by 5 o'clock. Your farz namaz you made. Now you just make your with your awabin namaz. And most of us are making 4. We just have to add 2 more. So 6, which is the minimum of awabin, is done. And for the 2 rakats, it takes us 2 minutes. At the very most, 3 minutes. And for that, you get 12 years ibadah. So your boss tells you, 5 o'clock, your duty is finished. The small little job, 2-3 minutes, a very light job, not you have to move a mountain from its place or anything, move a whole storeroom from one storeroom to the other storeroom, just this 2-minute light job, and you'll get 12 years wages. 144,000, who's earning 10,000 a month, every night he's getting 144,000. Who, which stupid in the world will not do it? But what stupids are we that for akhirat we are not prepared to do it? And for this dunya, and whatever we earn is going to be left behind. Nothing is going to come with. And even if it, in this dunya, how much of it are we going to use? And what is the quality of dunya? What's the quantity of dunya? Akhirat, where you'll be forever. Your ni'mat will be forever. Your jannat will be forever. Where you have no fear of a heart attack, no fear of an accident. Nobody is jealous on you. Nobody will fight with you. Where you'll just enjoy. Yeah, in this world, your enjoyment also, you get tired of your enjoyment. Jannat, you won't get tired of enjoying also. Yeah, in this world, whatever you enjoy, your food, whatever it can be, but you get tired of it. Even your enjoyment, you get tired. Sleep, how are you going to sleep? You get tired of sleeping. Because you're tired, you sleep. But you sleep so much, now you get tired of sleeping also. Yeah, in the dunya, whatever you'll want to wish, whatever you'll want to, you'll never, your desire won't get finished. Your heart won't go off there. How many couples married? My heart is just gone off. And I no love I got. Jannah, there'll be no question that you haven't got any love. That your heart is gone off forever and ever. And for that earning, we are not prepared to give 2-3 minutes. Who can give you the wages, 12 years wages for 2-3 minutes of work? Nobody in this world will give you that. Allah is giving much more. And this is only awabin for all the other ibadat. What and what doesn't a person get from Allah? But just that ghaflat, unmindfulness. We haven't worked on our iman. Dunya we got iman. That's why we work on amal. We have got. But what many of us feel, that when the announcement is made that our success is in amal, in actions. What we hear, amal. Kemal come, wealth come. More wealth comes, I will be successful. No, our success is not in amal. Our success is in amal, actions. But our yaqeen is not on akhirah. Our yaqeen is on dunya. And today with all the school and university education, one of the greatest harms, yaqeen, has been changed to dunya. Earn so much, live a life, live it up in this world. You'll earn so much. You'll become a maulvi, what you're going to get? You're going to become a hafiz, what you're going to get? You'll get nothing. Your dunya, how are you going to live? You can't live. You become a lawyer, become a doctor, become an engineer, become this, become that. You'll earn so much, you'll live it up in this world. Yaqeen has changed completely with this. So this is our namaz. So one is that faraz niyat and ihtisaba, that we do it with this in mind, that Allah Ta'ala is going to reward. When we don't do that, with that in mind, if a person has doubt, then his work also is like that. Hey, one imam who was working for making imamat, and that jamaat, that mutawallis, they shouldn't pay there. It was known. So end of the month, they didn't pay him. So he told them, okay, you're not paying me. So I had my doubts also. So I also made all month namaz without huzur. So if you haven't got that yaqeen that you're going to be paid, then your amal, your action, your work will also be like that. But if we, Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is that Kareem Zaat, that if you gave, in this world you gave five people some job to do, they completed the job, I'll pay you 100 rand for this little job, each one. And when they came to collect their wages, two more people stood with them. The whole day they were talking with them and keeping them up from doing their work properly. But they also stood in the line. And who in this world will say, okay, you also take 100 rand. Nobody, but Allah is that Kareem who gives without you working also. And Allah Ta'ala gives without you deserving also. Allah is that Kareem. So what won't Allah, if you have that in your heart, your namaz, with how much more devotion, concentration and feeling won't you do your namaz, your duty to Allah Ta'ala. Another very important duty to make salatim muwadda'in, which also is in the hadith, that this is the last namaz of my life. Just that one little thought that this is my, and that thought won't bring malakul maut to you. We correct our iman on that point also. Some of us, many people, good people, pious people in the family, old people, don't talk of maut. Nobody is dying now. You're spoiling everything. When you talk of maut, you spoil everything. Don't talk about maut. Whereas this is so important, a person who thinks of maut 25 times a day, he gets a maut of a shaheed. One sahabi who passed away who had great qualities, radiallahu anhu. The other sahaba praised him and said, what great stages. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was observing. Then he asked, should he remember maut at any time? They said, this we don't remember, that he ever spoke of maut. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he did not remember maut, he's not of that high stages what you people are talking about. Just the remembrance of maut makes a person's stages very high. And maut corrects your life in this world if you think of maut. And it makes your stay, you get the maut of a shaheed. Your stages in akhirat are made so high if you think of maut. So every namaz if a person makes, this is the last namaz of my life. But what concentration and devotion won't you make that namaz? Then the other, salati muwadda'in, to make wada of everything. You left your shop, you left your office, your home, now leave it behind you in your thoughts also. And physically we left it, but it's still in our mind. That we brought our computer in the masjid. We brought our whole office, our printer is also there. Our phone is also there. And in namaz we are contacting where and where in the world and everything. We are sending where and where emails in the namaz. And we're receiving emails from everywhere. So what namaz is that? That is that namaz that you put all this at the back. Now it's you and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. You are saying Allah is the greatest. But actually my computer is great. My cell phone is great. My business is great. Allah is small. He's got no place even in my namaz. I've come to his house. I haven't met him. I started speaking to him, but I haven't spoken to him also. So make namaz a namaz. Salatim muwadda'in. Then to say this takbir, the first takbir, takbir tahreema, is for us to say it audibly. That the lips must move, the tongue must move. Many of us, we make a mistake here. Where those who do say it correctly, but sometimes you're late for namaz, the imam is in ruku, and you go and you just say Allahu Akbar and you join. Now that Allahu Akbar, was it to go in ruku or did you start your namaz? There are two takbirs there. Or at least your niyat that Allahu Akbar was to start my namaz. If that was not the case, and it was a ruku to go, a takbir to go in ruku, you haven't started your car, and you're already moving like small children. They sit in the daddy's seat there, in the driver's seat, and they're driving and they're moving. They're putting indicators also and everything. They're traveling, they're going around, but they're just where they are. So that will be our case if we didn't start our namaz. And that first takbir, and many people don't say it, moving their lips, just in their mind. And mind reading, like you read a newspaper, a book, a novel, that is not called tilawat. Even the tilawat in namaz, which we have to make surah Fatiha, and a surah that we have to read, your lips must move, your tongue must move. Many people don't go and look for it, but if you notice it, you'll see many people, their lips are just closed. Not moving at all in namaz, reading in the mind. So that namaz is not made. Namaz is there, it's for us to read Quran Sharif in namaz. And what is called reading tilawat, that the lips must move, the tongue must move. That is also a great for us. Another very important thing about namaz is, which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum explains, a person comes from home, it's not itching him anywhere. He goes to toilet. We won't use our house toilets, we have to use masjid toilets, because free of charge. And we won't donate, but we'll complain about any small thing which is not right in the masjid. But we won't donate 5 rand to the masjid. So anyway, we use the masjid toilets, which is not itching, we make wuzu not itching. But the minute we start namaz, now it's itching here. Now it's itching here. And according to the masala, the third time you scratch in one posture of namaz, how much leniency Allah has given us also. Mahmud Ghaznawi, rahmatullah alayhi, great king of Afghanistan, one part of Afghanistan, in one of his parliament session, one minister just fixed up his button here. And he warned him. He said, the next time your mind goes to even your button in my gathering, I'll fire you. You won't be sitting in my cabinet anymore. I won't allow you. While you're sitting in my presence, how can your mind go somewhere else? In Allah's presence, where and where? If our mind comes once to Allah, ghanimat. And Allah is so merciful, He still allow us to come the next. Allah, how much wrong we have done. Allah hasn't fired us from the masjid. But we don't appreciate. Allah is so kind, we don't appreciate. So this in one posture, third time we scratch or anything, amal-e kathir, is called amal-e namaz. How many imams are guilty of this? And the whole congregation's namaz also goes like this. How many of us as individuals, we don't pay attention? Another thing to make our namaz valuable, when we make salam, make the niyat of the farishtas, kiram and katibin. How many of us, we don't ever think of kiram and katibin. Yet we are very good ulama, we are very good hafiz, we are very big sufis, we are very big tablighis, maulvis, but the very basics we are still lacking so much. And the worst part is, if a person is weak, he admits, but we portray ourselves that I'm a big maulana, I'm a big sufi, I'm a big tablighi, but these very basic things are still not in our lives. The kiram and katibin, make the niyat and look at them. Our yaqeen that they are here. The hadith has taught us clearly, Quran Sharif, that kiram and katibin, they are here sitting. And when we make salam, we don't even look at them, like we avoid looking at them. We just may turn our head little bit like this. Or if we turn more, we go little front and we look. Who came for namaz today? Who didn't come for fajr today? But who we had to look at? Kiram and katibin. That is in every namaz. And if we do that, that namaz will become, in two aspects, very valuable. One is that the system of this world which is working, of cause and effect, asbab, of this dunya. But it is, there is a superior system over this system. And that is of Allah's system of the malaika, the control of all this. Which Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Araftu Rabbi bi faskhil azain. My azain my plans, which is asbab, which is cause and effect, I realize that they don't work always. So I realize there is another system over the system of Allah Ta'ala. And that system overrides this system. Like you have an override button, it overrides everything. You have a thing that supersedes over all these things. So that system of that system of Allah, that will come in front of us. The other is that when we have niyat of this kiram and katimin, the alimul ghayb, the life of the ghayb, that is the qabr, the day of qiyamah, Allah will make that dawn upon us. And then that will be in front, and a person who starts thinking of his qabr of qiyamah, his islah is made. Not his outward only, his inside islah also is made. A person who starts thinking of qabr and akhirah. This is so simple. One at the beginning, this is the last namaz I'm making. At the end when we make salam to the kiram and katibin. Make the niyat and look at them. Turn your head fully and look on your shoulder. Don't worry who is next door and don't look at any other person. Just look here both sides and see how valuable our namazes will become. And those things which are for us are absolutely the niyat to make tilawat, to say takbir-e-tahreema, not to scratch over and over. Today, sadly, many people come and they say in the haram, people take out the phone and they see the message also, or they give it to a friend, you answer the phone. But we ourselves, how much aren't we scratching and we're spoiling our namazes? Those people, it's very easy to see the fault of somebody else. But we don't see in that, we get bluffed and we don't see our own faults. We are looking of all the, most of the people who come from Umrah, Hajj, this people do like this. This today happening in the Haram. But what did I do? I was a Farishta. I did nothing wrong. My Hajj and Umrah was perfect. All other people were wrong. Our eyes are just to look at the faults of other people. If there also we didn't find our faults. The thing is, namaz, everything, we have to look, find our faults. But we are finding the faults of other people, our faults are not open. Wise, good is that person who takes a lesson from other people. Wonderful is that person whose own faults keep on opening to him. And he sees his faults and he starts remedying his faults. But we are always looking at the faults of other people. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Mali Ahmad zikr karane.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني يذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني تلمرا هو جايك ميداني هو توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي توهو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name, it's sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, Allah, what a great name, it destroys the desire of name and fame. Allah, 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے.
InshaAllah, in the coming week, from Yomul Jumu'ah Salah until Yomul Ahad, Sunday, there will be an Islahi Jalsa taking place in Stanga. So, humble request for all the brothers to try and participate in this program. InshaAllah, there will be a very, very great benefit. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ana wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.